Welcome back in. Tiger Hour with Head Coach Dabo Swinney, presented by United Bank here on the Clemson Athletic Network. Want to remind you that the South Carolina Education Lottery, a proud partner of Clemson Athletics. Since 2002, more than 184,000 lottery-funded scholarships and grants like the Life, Hope, Palmetto Fellows have been awarded to Clemson University students. And here's an interesting stat, also brought to you by the South Carolina Education Lottery. Since 2002, the lottery has raised more than $8 billion to support education. Learn more at sceducationlottery.com. All right, so here, Coach, on this portion of the show, Paul Anderson, the Director of Football Academics and Freshman Transition, also joins us. Now, this is a unique individual because Paul was opposite side of the university for a long time on the academic side. Yeah. Then was involved with the football program while he was on the academic side. You bring him over to this side. And I did not know this, Paul. You taught Matt Luke.
I did. He was in the very first class I ever taught.
How
University
about that?
Of Mississippi, 1998. He got a B in there, just for the record. He wants to say he got an A, but he got a B.
All right, so, you know, why? What's, you know,
well,
give
so,
me the why.
Well, so Paul – he was a history professor, and the way I first met him, believe it or not, was I coached a travel baseball team for
the Orange Crush.
10 or 12 years I coached travel ball, and one of those years, my neighbor, there was a guy named Ryan Heil who played for the Mets who had come to Clemson to get his PhD, his master's and his PhD. And so the neighbor's like, hey, there's this baseball guy, and he said he'd love to come help your team out. And I was like, oh, well, heck yeah, bring him out. I'm like, yeah. So he comes out. So Ryan had classes with Paul, and so they were buddies. And Ryan's like, hey, my professor will come out and help out too. I'm like, well, I need all the help I can get, you know. So Paul, next thing I know, me, Paul, and Ryan are coaching this our little travel baseball team, and we probably did that for probably about 10 years. I mean, spent a lot of. Let me tell you, but anybody that's done travel baseball, they know when you got the 9 a.m. on Sunday morning in Union County, and you got to be there at 8. That's when you didn't make the winner's bracket or whatever. So we spent lots of time in the car over the years, to and from baseball tournaments, and just had so much fun coaching those kids and really, really got pretty dang good. You know, I think we ended up winning like our last 5 or 6, 7 tournaments and finished well, coached them up till they were about 15 and just had a ball doing it. But that's kind of how he was always on, obviously, the academic side of the university and then the historian for the university and had been here, you know, about 20 years or so. But I just always told him, I was like, man, if, you know, that right opportunity ever came up, you know, he'd be great, you know, for our what I wanted to do from an academic standpoint. And so he's come in-house and has been our, you know, coordinator of football academics and really all of our what we call freshman transition. So everything that happens from the time we recruit a guy until they move here, till they become sophomores, Paul's kind of on top of it. And he just has such a great understanding of the campus side of it and all that goes into it and just does a great job with the parents. And then just connecting us to Neary and all the academics. So he's done a great job for us and I guess been on board now for, is this fourth year over here with us. So he's done an awesome job. We had the highest – you know,
I was going to say, we owe you the 99% graduation rate.
No, that's not me.
It's a lot of people. But he certainly helps, you know, keep us really connected on this side of it and make sure we're handling our business and really just fulfilling the purpose of this program, which is to graduate these guys and equip them as men.
You know, one of the things, Paul, that I've always loved about Coach is he's always forward-looking. There's not many people that have a freshman transition guy that's on the staff. I think it started with Brad Scott. Was he your first?
Yep.
All right. So, and then so now you're – talk about the importance of that, getting these young guys situated and making sure they're doing what they they're supposed to do.
Well, it's a lot on them. I mean, you know, you come and anyone who has a child in college knows what any parent deals with an 18-year-old who goes off to school. There's understanding the housing obligations, understanding the social life of college, what that's like, understanding the academic load, understanding all those things is a big change in any student's life. And these guys have the additional burden, if you will. It's not really a burden, it's a privilege, but of playing football, which they don't really have a whole lot of time outside of their academics and their football. But they have to figure out how to balance all that, and they have to figure out how to manage their time and to do it well and to perform in the classroom just the way we're trying to get them to achieve their best as football players. So just getting them to that, understanding that Coach Sweeney is going to have patience with them. Sometimes they tend to want to have things – they want to be perfect, and he tells them all the time, you don't have to – we're not asking for perfection. And that's probably one of the things that I admire most about him. If you know anything about him, you know he's got it. He's a teacher at heart. That's what he is. If you listen to him talk to his coaches, if you listen to him talk to the players. So trying to just take that perspective with them, trying to just walk alongside them, trying to be there for anything they need. They had a question about where to take the car for a flat tire. It can be and just about anything you can think of. They come to me with and the other person involved with me was Anna Kate Gunn. So,
yeah, and we have sophomore transitions, right. LaVon Kirkland, and then the juniors and seniors. Juniors are our third year guys are Robbie Caldwell, and then our senior group is Jeff Davis and Woody kind of manage that group. So, you know, it's just kind of layers of oversight so that we can really be, proactive instead of reactive. And but Paul, it all starts with him and what he does as these guys enter in here.
All right, so you also have to play a big role, I'm guessing, in recruiting as well. So game day for you is, I mean, obviously going to start really early, obviously, as we recruit families and all that kind of stuff. But actually, game day, all right? Mm-hmm. So you do Tiger Walk? Do you come over and do Tiger Walk?
What I do is I will come over. I do a few things around the facility first, just some logistical things involved in a lot of moving pieces over here on game day. Then I'll head over to the stadium, and I'll meet the guys in the outside the locker room. Coach Sweeney always has a faculty guest with us, home or away. That's the faculty guest always does Tiger Walk, which is a big thrill for them. It never fails to impress them with the huge amount of support that we have there. So I will get with them when they get through, take them over to our recruiting presentation, let them see kind of how we talk to parents and how we talk to families, how we talk to prospective players, and then. If we get closer to game day, they go on out on the field, and then I do some things out involved with the football side of things for a while, and then circle back with them when it's all over. So it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a huge joy.
Now, game days are the best. I mean, they just are. All the work Monday, well, Sunday through Friday, and then you get to Saturday, and then that's the funnest day of the week. All right. Anything else that you want to cover with him before we cut him loose and let him go?
No, man. You guys got it. He does a great job, man. And I've been here. How long have you been at Clemson now?
This is going into year 25.
Oh my goodness!
25 years at Clemson. So
I like it.
Pretty good. He's a runner. Used to be a good basketball player,
oh, wow.
But he's a runner. Here's a fun fact.
That was a shot.
He went to same school with Michael Jordan.
I did. Yeah.
And Wilmington?
In Wilmington.
Emsley
A. Laney.
Yeah, Laney
High. Buccaneer.
Yeah, Laney High. Absolutely. Yeah.
So. He's got some good MJ stories. Yeah,
I got some good ones.
Not airworthy.
I got to say not suitable for the family show that we currently are on.
Well, he mentioned Ryan Howell. I'll say one thing about Ryan. Before Ryan's about 6'4", you know, pro athlete, the whole deal. I used to take his lunch money.
Ryan's listening.
Here we go. Here we go.
I like it. Paul, good to visit with you. Thanks,
thank
buddy.
You, thank you.
All right, there you go. All right, we'll come back. We'll get back to the text line.